Wishes and prayers. If anyone has been in recent years to a pilgrimage site anywhere in the world or in Hungary, there are books in churches near sacred statues by priests or friars so that the devout can write down their wishes, prayers, requests, and thank you notes. We call them guest books, as it states on their covers as well. It is not surprising that these books appear at pilgrimage sites, since pilgrimages are a custom that is very frequently exercised in most sophisticated religions. This practice is based on the idea of a unification with God, with the meeting with the transcendent, and the idea of God's presence being clearly manifested at these locations. These places are the privileged locations of His miracles, manifestation, and grace. Showing one's devotion is especially important for God and the Virgin Mary. Hence, the visiting pilgrims and believers' prayers have additional power at these locations. These are the most important reasons for having these guest books and prayer books. It needs to be mentioned that there is a somewhat uniformed custom in regard to the writings in these books at these sacred places. Most of these places have some sacred meaning, and there is often a common method for recording such prayers and wishes. It is well known in Judaism that at the tombstones of famous rabbis and memorial places of rabbis who were believed to have been anointed with miraculous powers, the devout leave notes and pieces of papers with requests scrawled upon them, asking for prayers for the deceased and miraculous interventions. Small wooden plaques, called ima, are also known in the Japanese Shinto religion and possess the same meaning. Shinto individuals carve prayers and wishes on them. This is also a common practice in the temporal world. Many remember the death of Princess Diana or the passing of Jimmy Zambu. We can mention the case of the famous athlete, Steve Prefontaine, whose tombstone became a mecca for fans, often being adorned with messages and prayers. This is a common practice, and we find examples for it in the Ottoman culture and the Russian Orthodox religion, along with other traditions. We also need to mention devotional written traditions when we try to study these customs. I am referring to the customs that reflect the sacred letters to the heavenly. These letters are written to a specific saint with the purpose of asking for help. There are also other letters with this devotional tradition that are believed to have been written by the heavenly to help and care for the earthly. When we talk about written devotional traditions, we need to mention the writings of miracles as well. In older times, at larger pilgrimage sites, there were caretakers who kept a book with miracles recorded that happened at those locations. The tradition of written requests at these pilgrimage sites is well documented. At some of these places, such as Petőfiszállás Szentkút, in lieu of paper or the presence of a friar, the prayers and requests to saints are simply written or carved on the walls. One leaves a note, a name or prayer with a pencil on the wall with the belief that it stays there permanently and, with the closeness of the saint, the writer will have the share of the saint's grace. This practice is called votive graffiti. These erstwhile written traditions can be seen in their most contemporary incarnations at pilgrimage sites today. The innovative part of these written prayers is that writing in general has become very much a part of today's customs. It is a lot easier to write down prayers and wishes today compared to the past, when prayers were sometimes painted or drawn rather than written. These are called the votive images or thanksgiving tablets.